Head in the Clouds is
the real, the raw, extreme,
the authentic, mysterious, misunderstood,
the ambiguous, unbiased, bonafide,
faith, captivative, unparalleled,
the mind-blowing, the persistent, the determined,
I, perseverant, saved.
This is for the fearless, the peculiar, and the outstanding.
Head in the Clouds.
Head in the Clouds.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back with another episode, Head in the Clouds podcast. I am your host, Tyrus Fleetwood.
And I am your host, Talasia Williams.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I think this is the first Head in the Clouds episode where we're in two different locations, yeah?
Virtually. Shout out to technology.
Yeah, shout out to Zoom, man. Zoom pods. Zoom podcasting. Zoom, hit us up, bro. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you trying to
it's like plug. Hit us up.
Try to partner with everybody.
Hey yo, whoever, you know what I'm saying? If we can talk business, you know what I'm saying? Let's get straight to it. You know, we building over here at Tapped In. So, you know, if you like what we doing, you know, let us know, and we can see what the Holy Spirit directs us to do.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Oh, Lord, Lord. She ain't right. Forgive her, Lord.
I didn't say that. Michael Todd said that.
Hey, nah, but we got a good one for y'all, though. Definitely got a good one. We're going to get right into it, man. This episode, we're going to sit down and talk about
love
and a project that we have coming up.
Yes,
so we'll get into that later in the show, but right now, T, you want to break down love for the people?
We talking about L-U-V love, my cool loves, or are we talking about L-O-V-E?
See, that's a great question, but it all, like we've talked about before, I think it all goes together with love as a whole. So, I mean, let's talk about love, L-O-V-E first, and then let's go into L-U-V.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the worldly love, and then, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's give the people some that they can, you know, kind of digest first.
Hold up. You forgot one more thing.
Oh, what's that?
Before we get into it. You forgot to shout out Save Saints.
Oh, yeah. Save Saints. Hoodies. You know what I'm saying? You know what we wearing. Hold up. Yeah. You know, we got the Save Saints. We represent Save Saints everywhere we go. That's another topic for another day. But, you know, be on the lookout for Save Saints because we about to be dropping some fire.
We're waiting. But yes, let's talk about love. 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 What is love?
What is love?
What is love?
If y'all know what love is, L-O-V-E, please just let us know. Send us your thoughts. And honestly, like, we'll get to this later in the show, but like, if you want to send a recording of yourself explaining what love is, send that into the email. We'll drop the email so you guys can engage and be a part of something historic coming in the near future. But love
L-O-V-E.
For me, I think that love is, it's a complex word, you know what I'm saying, because there's so many different aspects to it. But I think when I think of love, the first thing I think of is sacrifice, which can be, it can be such a tough thing for us to do as humans, you know what I'm saying? Because we're all, especially from a worldly point of view, right? Like we're in this culture where it's kind of like, yo, me. So where do you leave time for the sacrificing? And I even get caught up in it myself because it's like, yo, like, you know, we kind of contradict ourselves. And, you know, it's like, you know, we're made to love. We're made to be love. But then when it's really time to get down to actually loving, like that first word that comes to my mind, sacrificing, is like, yo, like, what am I sacrificing for someone else? Not sacrificing like, oh, I could be doing this, but I'm doing what, you know, the thing that I want to do. No, like, what am I sacrificing for someone else that's in my life or for the people that are in my life? You know, like, what am I doing? What am I giving up? You know, and it goes to, I'm not sure the exact verse in the Bible, but where Jesus or the, who was it? The boy went up to Jesus. He had a bunch of riches. Goes to Jesus and he asks how he can get into the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, what Jesus asked him for was a sacrifice. You know, give up your possessions. You know what I'm saying? Like, that in itself is like, yo, do you love me enough to give? Because you can give all that up and you can be filled for eternity by walking with me. And, you know, he wasn't able to do that because we live in a world where it's just like, yo, like, how will I manage without my things? Because we look at them as if they're ours. But yeah, I think that for me is like the first thing I think of with love.
I just feel like everybody got their own definition of love, which is true. But I could tell you what love is, but at the same time, I really don't know. It sounds weird though.
I don't know. Putting it in words is always tough.
That's the point. Putting anything in words is always a hard thing.
Yeah.
Collect your thoughts. You said it cool. Shut up.
Collect your thoughts, girl.
I forgot we were talking about this.
Insert the boo. Boo. I'm
not even going. Yeah. I was like, dude. When we started, I'm like, dang, what were we gonna talk about? But I mean, like you say, compromising. That's pretty much what it is, but I don't know. It's like you pretty much summed it up.
I know, but let's look at it from this lens, right? Like, and this is for the people that are listening in too. Like, when you love, what does that look like? Like, what does your love look like? Remember, we were talking about the other day, like, love languages. Like, is there only five? Right? Like,
okay.
What do you do? Yeah, what is your type of love?
Hold up, y'all. Did I pause it? You can still see me. Hello? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh. But my type of love would be, hang on, hold up. This is a very, it's probably the worst episode we're going to do because your girl wasn't prepared. But I think for me, mine are quality time, of course. I think I put the phone down. Quality time, physical touch, communication. What else did I say? Space. That was a big one for me, space. And I don't think a lot of people agree with that. Space.
Oh, that one made me chuckle. I ain't gonna lie. It's a good one.
It's space. Good one for sure. Give me some acts of service and affirmation. But the space part is a big thing for me because, like, I'm the type of person, I like to be by myself most of the time. And I'm gonna get agitated after a while. Like, us being all around each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But what is that? What does that look like for you? Like, what does space look like for you? Is it like I need like a week away from you, or is that like
not like that?
Like, I need my day.
Yes, like a day away, just to like recollect my thoughts and just think to myself, to be to myself. I mean, we need it even in today. It's like love is a job. Let's just put it like that. Love is a job, and when you on your job all the time, you need that break, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't God. I can't give endless love. I just need my break sometime. Like, news. Okay. I'm not. So just say like me and whoever I'm in a relationship, for example, or just, you know, my family or anything. Like if we seen each other every day for maybe like a whole week, 2 weeks straight, a month. And the same stuff keeps happening. It's like, bro, I need to go to the nail salon. I need to go to the hair salon.
Yeah.
To, you know, just sit with myself, have some me time. You know, you can't always think when you're around people all the time. So let me recharge. Let's put it like that. Let me recharge my love. Let me recharge. Yeah. Let me recharge.
I think that's a Especially very important thing too. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important because you have to go back to your source to get filled up. You know what I'm saying? So you need that space. Even Jesus was like, yo, like, stay right here. I'm going to go talk, you know, to the Father. I'm going to go pray. Like, he had to do that on his own. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was, in a way, him showing us how we're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get our strength from just human interaction. Yes, it's great. You know, it's that's why God created, you know, people. But, you know, to get through this life. But when it comes down to actually filling our cup, we got to go back to him, you know. But we need that one-on-one relationship.
Exactly. But in today's, you know, world, let's say the Gen Z. They think that, you know, if you love somebody, you have to be around them 24/7, you know, like talking to them 20. Yes, like,
shout them out. Yo, I know I just got Instagram back, yo, but that be making me want to delete Instagram. Like, no cap. Like, why? I'm like, why?
Yes, why?
Why do I gotta? Like, if we already together,
why not
checking all your posts and like,
oh, that is a good question. Is that an is that an insecurity?
It is definitely an insecurity.
Is that an insecurity?
I think it is. Is that because we're trying to, whether we realize it or not, when you're on these apps and everything, it's kind of like a keep up, you know, competition. Mm-hmm. And you may not be feeling that way directly, but indirectly it's like, yo, like this person's doing this, I need to be more active, right? Like even when we sit down and we meet, right? We talk about, you know, different businesses and engagement. Like we're like, yo, this is what they're doing, or this is what we need to do more to be, you know, engaging with our listeners, our viewers, like this is mm-hmm. what we need to do. It's in a way, it's indirect competition to keep yourself moving forward. So when you see other people that may be living a certain lifestyle, that may be doing certain things on,
you think you have to do the same thing.
You think
thing.
It needs to be that
you
same
don't. Thing. You don't. That's
like,
why
maybe
I say,
that works for them. You know what I'm saying? But that may not work for your person.
I don't think it works for anybody, honestly. I'm going to just be real because everybody has their own definition of love and they try to... Let's see. Get the type of love they see online. Mm. Or they try to achieve that certain type of love they see on social media.
Yeah.
Like everybody ain't with that. And I'ma just be real. It takes too much work to try to keep up with how society tells us to love. Bro, it's too much work.
You can't even be yourself. It's think about this.
Work. Exactly.
Think about this. You can't even be yourself. Everything's like being aesthetically pleasing and all these things, like you can't even, people have finstas so they can actually go and post the things that they want to post, but it's not aesthetically pleasing. And they have their regular Instagram where they try to make it, you know, they curate it in a way that is pleasing to other people, not actually portraying mm-hmm. who you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, like, if I feel in my spirit that I want to put something on my grid, right, that is uplifting and it's inspiring to me, or it touches me, it shows who I am as a person, that's what it's for. It's my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And if other people like it, so be it. If it encourages somebody else, that's great. But it's like, yo, like, why am I sitting here worrying about whether my grid is aesthetically pleasing? Like, oh, this won't work. I gotta put this on the Finsta. Like, what? You lying about yourself. You basically put in who you are on the back burner
Weren't we just talking about this the other day? We were just talking about. Oh, shoot.
Oh, she's down. Down for the kill.
Oh, no.
Hey, well, we got too hype.
It's a meme, dog.
You better not turn that into a gift. I swear to God. I'm quitting tapping if you do that, because that's not funny. I'm not laughing no more. No,
that was funny. I can't know what we got to write.
But we were just talking about this other day.
We were, though. Was,
like, people will sacrifice everything just to be liked. And it's like, you'll put everything that's of you on the back burner just to be somebody everybody sees you as. So for example, like, when, what did I say? I said something, I don't know. I was looking at this, what do they call them? Influencer's page. And I remember following him on Vine. So I'm just scrolling through his page. And I see that, like, you know, it's like he a different person every time. And I started to think, like, you know, how many times has he changed himself just to be liked? How many times has he done that? And how much has he sacrificed to be liked? Because it's like he started out with funny videos, da, 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 then he started with videos, him acting like a woman. And now he's done with all of that. And now he's reacting to videos on TikTok. So it's like, you following the way for what? Are you happy in real life? See what I'm saying?
That's how it goes. I saw a video of someone like basically saying how to be relevant on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? It's like keeping up with the trends. You know what I'm saying?
Be yourself.
But what if the trends aren't you?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I know some people will sit here and argue and like, oh, well, you know, make it so it is you. And it's like, just no. Why ride the wave when you could create? You know what I'm saying?
You know how much stress you can put yourself under trying to be something that you're not, especially like the toxic trait, like we was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. Everybody is not toxic. And I ain't gonna lie, I tried to take on a trait too, trying to be toxic. Hey, but it does not work.
Talk about that real quick for the people.
Oh my God.
What possessed you to want to be toxic? Like, what exactly does that, like, what goes through a person's mind that's like, I'm going to take this on? Look, what is that?
My toxic trait was, you know, I ain't going to lie, I had a bunch of them. I am delivered now.
I am delivered.
But no, I had a bunch of toxic traits. That's how I show love. Like, you know, not talking to somebody for a long time and then just popping up all of a sudden, all mushy, mushy, gooey, gooey. No, darn well.
He was a hey you.
Man, what's going on? What you got going on? Like that.
So you happy again? Here I am. Like, dang.
Trying to be who that girl is.
Yeah.
It was that one, and as well as the, let me see. Dang, it's so many things that come with this job. And the, okay, if I get bored, I'm finna just go play around with a whole bunch of people's feelings. It's not good. Trying to show love.
Right. But for your own personal gain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Temporary feelings. Giving people temporary feelings because, you know, I'm probably bored and I have nothing to do.
Right.
Stuff like that. Or just the, that's pretty much it.
That right there is conditional love. And I think that's another thing of what love is not. Love is unconditional or should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were created to be love. We were created to love one another. And we were made in the image of God, who is love. So there is no reason for us not to be that. And, you know, to be made in God's image, we did nothing for that. That's nothing but, you know, the love, the mercy, the grace of our Heavenly Father who has bestowed this gift upon us. And, you know, the fact that we didn't do anything for it, the fact that we didn't do anything for, you know, him sending his only son to come and die for our sins, like, that's unconditional, because everything that people were doing, everything that we continue to do is it screams no. I'm not. Why would I do it? You know, on that they love me 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. but that's what another thing about our culture is like, yo, like conditional love. If you do this for me, or if this gains, you know, if I'm able to gain from this, from showing mm-hmm. you, then I'm all for it. But the moment that, you know, this doesn't uplift me, or, you know, this isn't beneficial to me, quote unquote, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but I'll be back.
Yeah, but I'll be back when it is. But it's like, yo, like, you don't even, you honor God when you show love. It's not even for you. It's not, it shouldn't even be something that you're looking to take the glory from anyway. That's why, that's why Lucifer was kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to take that glory. He wanted to take that worship, but that praise was for the Lord. Mm. But he allowed it to get to him to the point where it's like, yo, this is nice. Let me step in front of this and let me get some of this glory, because this, I'm in charge. I'm running this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, ah, yeah. And God has given us that. He's given us domain over this earth. So it's like, yeah, like, this is me. This is what I got going on. And you have your different worlds, and you step in and you're like, yeah, like, this is what I like. This, I like that I can have this person at, you know, at my beck and call, you know, whenever I'm ready to pop back up, whenever it's, yo, like, I'm ready to be around so I can get satisfaction. Like, you're all for it.
Or
at the expense of other people, which is just foul. I mean, I can't say we've all been there, but, you know, I've done that.
Yeah, you ain't no saint.
Nah, I'm a sissy. I'm a sissy.
But not, it's also that kind of like, I probably already said that though. I was looking at my notes. I probably deleted it. Like, okay, say for example, now we off that. We continue. We off that. Oh, yeah. Them preached. You don't wash it away. We off that. But yeah, I mean, it seemed like today there's no true definition of love. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Talk to him.
Oh my gosh. To try to figure out what exactly is it? Because like, I was at a point in my life where I was showing that toxic love because I didn't understand what love was, and I didn't value the relationships I could have built instead of trying to be toxic. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So hey, hold up. Yo, when y'all hear this, we're gonna have the hashtag toxic love. Drop your toxic love trait, and let's try to dub that, man. We want to kill the hashtag toxic love. So whatever toxic love that you have going on, that you're showing, displaying in your relationships, yo, kill it. There's no room for it. There's no more conditional love. We're aiming for unconditional godly love. All right, hashtag toxic love, bro.
Are you done, Tyrus?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Not before we need more interaction with y'all, so you know we have stuff to talk about too, because some of the stuff we want to talk about, you know, whatever. But that's exactly why I'm shooting for the love documentary, LUV. Now we get into my love, God's love. Yeah. You know, love, understanding, and value. And when I got to a point where it's kind of like, you know, I don't have to do that to receive love. For my own pleasure, God is love, and love is already inside of me. So, I mean, me personally, if people know me, I'm pretty sure nobody know me on this, but if you know me, you, but if you know me, you just know, like, I'm a really loving person. A natural nurturer, it comes natural to me, so you know, that's just me. And I tried to put that on the back burner to please the world's view of love. So for a little minute, I don't know. It just felt weird trying to close that up. And when you put yourself in that place, whatever, we'll get into that to another episode. But love, understanding, and value. To be loved, to understand, and to value me. That's pretty much what it is. To love me, to understand me, and to value me. What does that mean to me? So with this documentary, taking on the journey of myself and people around me or people that I'm meeting, trying to get their point of view of what love is. Because like I said in the beginning, love has different definitions. I mean, love is of God and love is God, but you know, everybody views it differently. Like that one lady. love is love.
Yeah.
Like no, it's
yeah. It's deeper than that.
Yeah, it's more. It's more to it. Love is building relationships. Love is. I think it's coming to me now, because I said I didn't know.
There we go.
Shut up.
Look at God.
Love is. Oh my gosh. That's the reason for this documentary, man. It's like I have it, but I don't. It's like I have it, but I don't know. But I'm taking on this journey to figure it out, because this past maybe like year and a half or maybe 2 years, I've been meeting a lot of people and I've been showing genuine love towards them and they've been showing genuine love back towards me, showing what the true definition of love is. I had everything I was going to talk about, and now my brain is blank.
Be like that. I think this journey,
I'm
though.
I'm trying. Help me, Tyrus. Help me.
I just think this journey of, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing because it unpacks such a complex term. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, we already are in a place where love is not, people don't know what it is, and love should be understood. It should be sought after. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was talking about it in the Tapped In podcast. Like we find ways to make the easiest things hard.
Complicated.
Overcomplicated. Everything. Complicated. And love is not supposed to be complicated. But, you know, We lived in a flawed humanity, right? And so here we are. But I think this documentary, LUV, Love, Understanding, and Value, is going to be able to unpack. It's going to be able to make you think, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if we come up to you and ask you the question, like, what does love mean to you? And you can't answer it, it'll spark something to be like, yo, like, what is love? So you can understand, like, it kind of, like, redirects your journey. You know what I'm saying? Like their purpose. Why are you here? What is love? Am I displaying it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have to find it within myself first.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be loved, I have to love me. I have to understand myself and I have to value me first. And once I can do that, then I can put out true love. Put it like that.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It came back to me. That's what I'm doing right now. You have to be filled with it. Dang, I can't get too deep. I ain't trying to be too transparent because I don't want to. But I mean, and as Black kids, you know, or Black people, we're not kids, clearly. But just as Black people in general, like, we get shown that tough love. We don't get that affection. We, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to yell at you and then I'm going to show you love by you. You want to eat? You trying to go to the store, stuff like that. We don't get shown that. So then it kind of, oh, dang. Now words come. Tires back me up. I can't think right now. Today is not the day. I cannot think. Today is one of the days. That's the devil.
I think.
That's the devil.
You come. Holy Spirit. Rebuke the devil.
Oh, Holy Spirit. But nah, for real. We coming up and we receiving that, we grew up with that type of love, and then having that worldly kind of love on top of that, it blocks what true love is. Mm-hmm. And you find that within yourself and then with the relationships that you built with people. So
yep, it's like your foundation of love.
Yes, it's who you are. I think in that book, what was that book you gave me to read? Not the other one, but the first one. When he was talking about, you know, looking in the mirror, you know, like when you see people or something like that, you see yourself or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like your what you call it? What was it? The four, that one?
It was a red book.
It was a red book?
A little red book.
Oh, a little red book. Yeah. I think it's the
I don't remember what it's called. Or something, but I
remember it's basically at some point. Like we project
what we give off.
Yeah. So like if I have, like, let's take it from, you know, your relationship with God. If you see God as a loving, you know, kind, grace-filled, merciful, like God, more than likely that's what you will project, because that is what you feel. That is what you experience. A lot of people don't have that relationship. A lot of people see God as this tyrant that's looking down and pointing his finger at humanity. Which, you know, the Bible
clearly, you're a sinner.
Like he's already paid that price. He knows that we're sinners. That's why he sent the price. Like he paid the price. He sent the sacrifice for us, our love. What you got?
Oh, I was gonna let you finish and I was gonna go like this.
Oh.
But no, I think that's another reason why it's so hard for people to love, because they feel as though they made these mistakes in the past, or they had these people do that to them, where it's kind of like, I'm all out of it.
Yeah.
How but can that's somebody
a, can't run out of something that is eternal?
But they don't know that.
Yeah, and that's I think that's really important for people to understand. Once you tap in with what true love is, and that eternal love, the absolute truth of what and who God is, then you can never run out of something like that, because now it's not a matter of you going in, because a lot of us go into relationship looking for that person to fill us.
But we thing. Don't.
You
we,
don't get
we
it.
We compliment. We yeah, don't complete supposed, each other.
Exactly. You're supposed to go in and, you know, and this is with any relationship, right? Because like we said, we've established that we're supposed to be love, made in the image of God. So I'm really just supposed to be sharing any relationship I get involved. I'm just supposed to share the love of God, because it's not my love. It is God's love that he's given me to be able to go and then give it to others. That way, because we do live in a place where, you know, some things are seasonal. Sometimes you're with someone for a season. In that season, you try to be as much love and grace filled as possible. You know what I'm saying? To the point where once that season is over, you don't have to go and wonder, where am I going to get my next love from? It's looking at it from a perspective of where am I, who and where am I going to take my love next?
And that boy preaching.
It's sharing. You know what I'm saying? We're together. And I feel like we said, we live in such a selfish world where it's me. We look at, you know, where can I take from next instead of where can I share? Who can I give to? And that is the difference between God. That is the difference between Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, right? Like he came to fill. He came to give. He came to fulfill. He literally came to fulfill. He says it. He didn't come to abolish the law. I know a lot of people, and this is a topic for another day. A lot of people like to talk about the Old Testament. It's gone and blah, blah, blah. No, Jesus came to fulfill the law. Fill. He came to give us love. He came to give us a chance to enter into the kingdom of heaven, something that we do not deserve. He came to give. And that is what we are ought to do while we're here on earth. We should be looking to give, not look for where, you know, where can I take? Because that only ends in heartbreak. Think about the times that you go into a place where it's like, yo, like I love this person. I gave this person part of me. And now once that person's gone, you're
don't love them no more.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, there's no love, and then you're kind of, you're broken trying to pick up your pieces, you know, and not to say it won't be that way, like you won't be hurt, but you may lessen some of the pain because it's like, yo, I was just going in and doing what I was supposed to do anyway.
And we don't cherish that love because of our feelings. That I think, even though love is like having strong feelings for somebody, sometimes our feelings can really get in the way of actually loving somebody or actually admitting that we actually love that person. Put it like that, if that makes sense. That just came to me. That makes sense?
Yeah. I think the love...
Phones down.
Bruh, my phone is...
I'm saying, trying to be slick on the slot. See?
Just ignorant. We sitting here. Just ignorant.
We'll wait.
Yo, you so annoying, dog. Hey, no. But nah, man. Y'all, trust me. This documentary is gonna be good.
Right? I'm not the type of person. I'm just be real. I hate sitting and talking. Like, what's in me is going to come out in this document. Yeah. It's so hard for me to explain it with words because you have to really catch me in the moment when I'm actually sitting and thinking about this, because it's so much deeper than what we're talking about right now. This is a story.
And it's deep.
It is deep.
In the cloud, you know what I'm saying? We elevating minds around here. This is another good episode for y'all, man. For real, like, share this with a friend. Tap in with us, because there's something right here that kind of gets brushed under the rug a little bit, I think, just within the topic of love. And, you know, once LUV comes out, you know, like Talaysia said, it's going to be something that takes it to another level of deep. You know, it's like a really, I mean, that's another word, I think, vulnerability, love, because that's exactly what you'll be portraying, you know, through this. Ooh. You want to talk about that a little bit? Like, how vulnerable are you being? Because this is really out of your comfort zone, right? Like,
it is like this is me actually being transparent for the first time. Like, I think in the season that I'm in right now is basically me stepping forward and getting me out of my comfort zone. And normally I'm the type of person, I'm in the background, I'm in the shadows, I don't talk much, I don't put myself out there too much, not too many people know about me. So, you know, stepping out and doing this, it's scary, but at the same time, I know it's somebody out there that's gonna need it. So this is me really being open. Like, honestly, like, I can't sit and talk about this with anybody. That's the weird part about it. But I can sit in front of a camera and talk about it all day long by myself. That's just how it is. Oh my gosh.
For it to unfold.
Like, it's really unfolding. Because it started, I don't want to get too deep into it, but we were supposed to talk about this. It started off as being something totally different, the topic. Because you remember I came to you about the global issue, which I still plan on doing. But
yeah.
And I was talking about the love towards the Black male, but I thought that's what he was giving me. And then it turned into this. Mm-hmm. It's basically like, you looking at other people, turn the mirror around and look at yourself. What parts of you are you showing love? Right. And like right now he's speaking to me. he's speaking to me right now. And these past couple of days, or you know, just the other day, so, like, it's been weighing heavy on me, because it's like he'll reveal something to you about yourself and you kind of like, no, that ain't me,
right?
When I did that, for real, like, as far as me being unfair to myself, I mean, when it comes to love, you have to love yourself first. You have to take care of your temple, you know, because that's God's work of art. So if you're catering to other people and not putting yourself first, then what love? What love are you giving off? What?
Damn, that's deep.
I mean, that's just real. A God honest truth. What? Yeah, what? Where are you getting? What? You so busy sitting around catering to other people, you don't even have time for the source. So where's this love coming from?
Where's it coming from?
Where is it coming from? And I had to sit with that. Yes, I had to sit with that. And when I tell y'all, I was, everything he's revealing to me, it sits on me heavy until I actually say, you know what, God?
Got it.
That was me.
Yeah.
You know, you right. You right, my boy. That was me. And whoever that was, I'm off of that. Fill me with, you know, your love.
Yeah.
Fill me with who you are. Replace that with you. I got to get back to the source. So that means I got to let go of a bunch of stuff. And that's another thing I'm going to talk about in the documentary. Me letting go of a bunch of stuff that's of my desire and filling it with stuff of his desire. There we go. Yeah. See, it's coming back, y'all. It's coming back. I had to sit here and listen. Yeah,
I think it's going to unpack all in the documentary. Like, people are going to be, you know, we wanted to touch on it because, like you said, I think it's cool to really break down what love is, right? The actual term, and then break down your acronym that you created. You know what I'm saying? Like,
God created, not me. It was crazy how it came
God
to me.
Was, yeah. God was getting, God get, yeah. gave you, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That acronym, LUV, that's that in itself, like, to differentiate, you know.
It's what love is. Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah. To love me, to understand me, to value me means that I have to love, understand, and value my self-worth first. I have to love and understand and value the same way God does. And if I'm not doing that, then where am I getting my love from?
Seek the truth, people. Seek the truth.
Seeking truth.
Eternal love.
Truth brings no confusion.
Nope.
Truth brings no confusion.
None at all.
I think I had put it on my Instagram one day. I deleted it, but I was like, what? I was like, yeah, you're getting too deep for the people. So I was like,
the people need it. The people needed this one too. So I think that this is another good one. We want to thank everybody for tuning in.
This one probably like an hour long.
Yeah, we don't want to hold y'all too long, but this is a much needed topic, you know what I'm saying? Like, the conversation is needed, I think. And, you know, like we talked about, LUV is going to be coming when it comes, you know, just stay tuned on that. We'll be talking about it some more as the time gets closer. So y'all just stay tapped in with us, stay engaged. You know, we'll continue to keep bringing y'all fire here on Head in the Clouds. I can't wait for the next episode. I'm excited because I got scenarios for y'all. Yeah.
I thought that's what we were talking about today.
Nah, you had that's, already presented.
That's
love.
What I was prepared to do that today. Y'all had wrote notes because, you know, Tyrus, hey. He like I was ready.
Hey.
I was ready. I was like, yeah.
Nah, that one's gonna be fun though.
It is.
It's gonna be serious. It's going to be fun, but serious at the same time, because it's such a touchy topic, and all of these topics, you know, because we experience these things, we live these things out. So all of them, you know, resonate with us, and they come from experience with us, you know, before we can actually speak upon, you know, or speak on them. So, you know, for this next topic, the scenario that I broke down on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say it. You got to stay tuned.
Don't get in too much.
You got to stay tuned. You got to stay tuned. But it's definitely something that I think everybody's going to want to listen to, because it's something that, it's another topic that, you know, a lot of people talk about, but I don't really think people understand. So we're going to get into it some more next Head in the Clouds episode.
Oh, and I'm going to be breaking down love a little more, but it's not going to be on Head in the Clouds podcast.
Hey, stay tuned. Already mentioned it too. It went over your head. We said it, but it went over your head.
We got to share that snippet. We probably got to share this snippet right here.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what
you're talking about. We got to clip this.
You want to know something?
But
you want to know something that's really cool?
What?
People put things right in y'all face and it just go way over.
I have a, we'll get into that. In, we got to write it down. We got to talk about that on how stuff goes like way over our head. It's not like,
yeah, it'd be right
there.
We
asking God, like, you know, God, what is this?
It'd be right there.
It's right there. It's the proof right there. Is in the pudding.
Yeah, it may not look the way or be presented in the way that you want it, but it's right there. You just got to open up your eyes. But that the only way you can open up your eyes is if you go back to the source, right? So he can open it for you. So, hey, man, we not going to keep going because we could go. You know what I'm saying? We could go. So that's it, man. Head in the clouds.
You got to pray.
Another episode. Yeah, we gonna we gonna pray this out.
I was about to say,
we gonna pray this out. You know how it goes, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Grab a hand, bow your head. You know, do what y'all do, man.
If you're
driving, talk to him.
I have to say it.
Talk to him.
I have to say it. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road.
Please.
He messed it up. He messed it up. You messed up the ritual. I see into a head itself.
But hey, go ahead and bow your heads. This is how Jesus, our Lord and Savior, told us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, y'all. So we out of here. Head in the clouds, Tapped In Productions. You know what it is. Peace.